I was kind of a late comer to the gay pride event yesterday, as a matter of fact. The streets were alive with people lining the parade route, and there were lots of people in the parade. And there were certainly hundreds in the parade and thousands lining the street. And the paper this morning said that Tim Perdon, a U.S. Attorney for North Dakota, addressed hundreds. But, you know, it looked like more than hundreds. It looked like it could have been a few thousand, 2,000 or 3,000. But it certainly sounded like it. And there were some marvelous speakers. And the one thing I thought of was former Fargo Mayor John Lindgren, who was the first to recognize such an event in Fargo. And that was back in 1984. And we've tracked Mayor Lindgren down now. He's spending time tending grandchildren. Good to have you here with us, Mayor.
Thank you very much, Jack. A pleasure to be here.
Well, I wish you could have been here yesterday. I know you had a better time with grandchildren, but what a sight it was. And the one thing I thought of is I wonder if Mayor Lindgren would have ever conceived that it would become such a mainstream-ish type event in our community.
Yeah, I was surprised. I come to it most years, and of course I was out of town this year, but I know last year I was just astounded at the number of organizations that have floats or representation in the parade and in the day, churches and service organizations and medical groups and what have you. I'm just so proud of them that they are all ready to stand up and say they support the Gay Pride Day and they're willing to do it right there in public. That didn't happen way back when, but I'm glad it's happening now.
In 1984, what was the reason, what was the impetus for you declaring Gay and Lesbian Awareness Week?
Well, some gay young men came in to see me, and I've always been grateful to them because I think that must have been kind of a traumatic thing for them to do, to call up the mayor's office, make an appointment, come in and see me. And they wondered if something could be done in the community to recognize that they exist and that they have a right to be here. And they had trouble finding apartments. They had trouble sometimes at being served at restaurants where somebody would decide they were gay. And things like that, they just wanted people to know they were there, basically. And so we talked about several ideas. One of the things we talked about was a parade, and I myself was apprehensive about that way back then. So we decided on an Awareness Week proclamation, and there were samples around, so other people had done it, like the mayors of St. Paul and Minneapolis and bigger cities, but nobody had done it up in our part of the country. So anyway, we agreed to do that, and it's still going on.
I would imagine the lesbian and gay community embraced it, but what do you recall the community's reaction was?
Well, you know, of course, there was a big outcry. People were going to impeach me. I got telephone calls at home and lots of mail. The second year I did it, then it had great anticipation. The first year was kind of a surprise. The second year there was a lot of anticipation, and so there was so much anger that it was on the city commission meeting to overturn my proclamation, which, of course, it was kind of a silly idea. But anyway, 500 people came to argue that night at the city commission meeting. We had it at the Civic Auditorium, and maybe my estimation is maybe 3/5 of the people were mad about it, and then a lot of people came to support it. So I guess you could say it was mixed, but most people didn't like it.
Well, did you get reelected?
Yeah, that's what the forum predicted in an editorial that I'm pretty much done, they said, after that. But I did get reelected a couple times after that. So people, I think Fargo is a wonderful place that people, maybe there are new ideas that come along, but they get used to it and go forward, and I like that.
Well, I was especially pleased with what appeared to be straight people who were so supportive along the parade route and at celebrations before and afterwards. And that certainly wouldn't have been the case back in 1984. You were probably right to be reticent about a parade like that. I The parade is well received now and seems to be a lot of fun. So
that's right. And of course, there was physical safety back in the 80s. I mean, even today, especially transgendered people, one is, as I understand, murdered every day virtually in the United States, and gay people were much more at risk, I think, at that time. But today, yeah, big crowds coming and supporting, and it's just a wonderful thing to see the gay and lesbian community, who always have been in Fargo, always will be, and who contribute a lot to our community, to see them accepted. It's a wonderful thing.
We have a long way to go. We've got to get the state of North Dakota to recognize them as they do women and ethnic groups and faiths. You know, it's just ridiculous that the LGBT community isn't recognized by the state of North Dakota. So why don't you lead that battle, John, would you?
Yeah, you know, I talked to a former governor, I guess I won't say which one, about it. Was that he said, well, I don't think so, but you know, the day will come, I'm sure, but it's not here yet. You're correct about that.
Great talking to you, Mayor. I'm proud to call you a friend. I can't wait to see you next. But
all right, thank you, Jack. Good to talk to you, and hi.
Everybody. Watch out for those grandkids. You know, children carry disease.
Yeah, that's right. Well, I you don't have time for me to tell you my story of my morning, but these two young ladies, 10, 11 years old, are dressing up Chihuahua dogs and having a fashion show. So that's my entertainment today. It's pretty good.
See you later, buddy.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Mayor Lindgren, his honor, is with us here on 790 KFGO at 1150.